So that in the text comes up many times, so you have to understand what Buddha expressed, on in this on.
Okay.
So then the so similar, you see, when we the root of samsara, you see the smell to the mother, the eye. So even though I mentioned a couple of times, but I see, since I say, some of you were not here before, so things repeat again. The, so to recognize, root of our problems, okay? why we have to die, why we have to be reborn, why we get old, why we get sick. So all these problems, dissatisfaction, you see, continuously life, faces or they suffer and dissatisfaction, see all that thing. So see the so why the life is kept so busy? What keeps the life so busy? This ignorance. The mind which is unknowing, not knowing the meaning of selflessness, the person, the meaning of the selflessness of the ideas, this ignorance. Ignorant in the mind, which is ignorant in the meaning of the not knowing, we simply say not knowing I, self. However, the very nature of self and the aggregates, say. So the aggregates, so here I'm introducing the root of samsara, the ignorance, the root of all our suffering, from where all the ignorance, attachment, delusion, you see, all the delusions, the karma, from that, karma, so from where this cause of suffering lies. And oceans of suffering, hell, hunger, animals, meaning, so that's when, okay, where we come. So, in the medicine, so there's aggregates, you see. There's aggregates, okay? There's aggregates, collections of five, form, feeling, cognition, combined aggregates of causes, okay? Mind will see the aggregates, you see. Makes impute the label, yeah. Okay. Mind will see the aggregates. Okay. They make a merely impute the label of I. Okay. So gradually you have to pay attention to graduation, you see. The mind seeing the aggregates first. Then because of that it makes up the label I. See, so how do you say Mexico? I.
Yo.
Oh, yo. Then it's very easy. Key, yo, key. very close to being yogi. Not just the cushion. So anyway. But I don't need yogurt. No. So anyway. The mind, you see the aggregates, which is the base, okay? Then, that's the first thing. Then, makes the reason for that makes up the label I, okay? Merely makes up the label I. Even that, how merely impute I, okay? So, the next second, see? Then you see the negative imprint, which is the, on the left on the middle of the limb by the passing words. Fabricate or project or decorate the inherently existence, okay? True existence, the real. So normally we use in the world, people use real. Oh, real. You see the word real, meaning means that habishin. It's real when it's real. It means that it is that. They're not talking about real, meaning they're not talking real, the meaning between one. No, not that one. That was existing, not that one. They're not calling real to that one. They're calling real to that one which false. See. After the mind, you know, meaning between, okay? Then after the imprint of the mind by the part of the concept truly. The decorative, see. The inherent traits, inherent traits are true legs, because they exist from the, so something exists by nature. So, so see, the real one, yes, publicly there, the projective, they're real, okay? Now you have appearance real. Oh, the real one, the real one, so the meaning of the eye, that doesn't happen to you. That doesn't appear to you. When it appeared after your imitation, when it appeared next thing, when it appeared back, it doesn't appear meaning with the mind. Should appear, but you have an obstacle. But you have an obstacle, you see. You have obstacle to appear according to reality. You have obstacle. You see. So because this negative imprint left in the middle by left by past constant truly comes to the ignorance. That projected, you see, decorative. Because you haven't purified this. You haven't purified this negative imprint. So then that creates hallucination to you. You see, so this hallucination when the eye appears back, doesn't it? So so appear false eyes. Okay, not really limited by mind. So anything in our view, things appearing not meeting with the mind, all these are false. All these hallucinations are false. You have to understand from this example. So, so instead of believing they're real, what we have to do is, these are false. So you get into the reality, then you're able to see the reality. Okay? Intimacy. You're able to see the reality. Oh, then it's a subtle demand arising, you see. That things exist in my name, okay? Then when you practice mindfulness, they arrive like this. Wherever you look at, whatever you listen, on sounds, meditation. So everything is actually mental emptiness. Everything. If you pay attention to this, what I assessment now. Rather, you let your mind believe everything real. See, that was false. You see, you believe everything real. True. See, then from that, all the delusion comes. And then karma, then when it's created, called samsara. So you always keep yourself as samsara, suffering, goodness. So, like from beginning of the birth up to now, what happened? Same, continuously, without end. Your suffering has no end. Your death has no end. Your rebirth has no end. However, all the sufferings you experience again and again, so no end. So your mind, nobody makes an end with yourself. Your mind, by following ignorance, by always following ignorance, you see. So not not looking at according to reality, and the truth, against the ignorance, not by foreign wisdom of emptiness. So, so anyway, so yeah. So when ordinary people talk real, when we talk real, means false, means totally false one. When we talk real to the eye, we totally eye which doesn't exist, not there. We're talking real to that one. You see, we're not thinking the meaning. We're not thinking the eye which exists, meaning to one only that. So I'm just giving examples, more examples. For you, that is how our life is. The greatest mistake in our lives. See, how things appear, the how and the mistake, the working city. Then totally keeping ourselves in suffering, in the hallucination. Vision. So now, see. You know, when other people say real, when you say real in the real life, but in your heart, you see, to understand this, that's the wrong one, see. So to feel, to have that idea, and able to maintain it, is so important. See. So when we have other people talk real, our mind, that's not real, is that sort of false? Very important. Anyway, so the second thing is, you see, seeing the eye, okay, then that mind meeting the eye, okay? The next second, it appears back. When it appears back, existing from the side, something real eye, okay? Something real one, you see, real in the sense, existing from the side, okay? Then, when that happens, then your mind, you let your mind, you let your mind hold on that truth. You let your mind hold on that, hold on to this truth, entrust this, believe this truth. then you're creating ignorance. So, same thing with aggregates, you see, the base. So, then that time you are creating root of samsara, root of all the delusion, then karma, you come from that. Then all the sufferings, oceans of all the general suffering, pure suffering, so come from that. So, so whatever 424 disease, okay. whatever curable, uncurable, see, the beliefs that this real eye, you see, is true, appearing, you see, true, in trust, believe, true. So that one, see. Which is total non-existent. There's not even slightest of an atom that exists again. So that's why so that's why when you start realizing this, totally non-existent, or lose that totally, that you've been believing from beginning this rebirth, this now. Seemed, which is empty, which has been empty from beginning this rebirth, which has been empty. Now you're seeing. Now you discover. Now you're discovering truth of the I, truth of yourself. Okay? So, so that's why the maintaining emptiness, the three principal aspects, apart from what we do, you know, the empty, right view, unbelievable importance. Oh, to realize this. Mm-hmm. So that, so this is the only one that directly can eradicate this ignorance, you know, all the delusion, karma, and all the suffering. Okay. No matter bodhicitta or any other, any tongue power, any realization you have, nothing can cut directly the ignorance, delusion, the cause of suffering, delusion, the defilements. There's no other roots can cut it directly, or there's gross defilements or subtle defilements. The wisdom realized in this is the only one. Okay, so therefore we need to study. Continuously as much as possible. from qualified teacher, this unmistaking teaching. Okay, then unmistaking. Understanding, then you say practice, then unmistaken attainment. I checked yesterday some geshes, some of those who have very good understanding, you know, learned, but they didn't have time. Some manager of the monastery, so the manager of the monastery could not get up for 1 or 2 years. So the teacher is teaching many monks there, so then the teacher didn't, could not leave at the moment. So then that. Meanwhile, then you see, now there are so many texts, so many more good translations, you see. many texts get translated, many teachings, specialists, many come out in different language, especially English in general. So it's very fortunate, so fortunate, I'm very fortunate, you see. Then, you see, okay. can study kind of discussion with the elder students. discussion, go through the subject of discussion. Anything you don't understand, you buy one huge book from my says this table. One says. then you write down anything that you don't understand. you couldn't get an answer or don't do that. So write down this line, next line. Then it becomes a very precious treasure because you wrote this many lifetimes. Not in every life, you can use this book to learn, to ask questions. Each life, you can go to this book. So it's very important for everybody to pray very strongly and quite a lot of meditation, pray to receive the perfect qualified guru, the teacher. So it's very important to pray every day. So let's see, to have a to pray Tara, but all this is generally pray can pray any Buddha, any Buddha, any Buddha, any Buddha, particular to the Tara, that's Buddha, embodiment of all the Buddha's action for success. So this is Buddha, the extremely precious, reciting name and mantra, reciting municipal name and mantra, so powerful. So, in the life, you see, whatever difficulties you have, so in the, you know, so this unbelievable, true prayer. Yeah, it is. And the medicine Buddha, more time get degenerated, you see. Other Buddhas, you see, have to recite. You have to recite even a mantra, more number, more of the time get degenerated, you see. In the past, 1,000, now, one can be. Now you have to recite 400,000 times, you see. Degeneration, you see, that further than Buddha, this Buddha is there. From the sutra, the time of the degeneration, there's so much blessing, so much power, blessings, yeah. To grant help, yeah. grant blessings, grant blessing, so that when this Buddha, doesn't become more distant, it become powerless, not really. There's more time, powerful, see. So it's special call, I say. Yeah, that medicine Buddha, so it's powerful to a prayer. See. It's like, remember, fulfill for all your wishes. So it's extremely important that the world peace and all the high level, teachings to teaching Buddha from where all the sentiment happiness comes, you see, to last a long time as well. And then for the Isvara Dalama and all the beings, you see, who say, preserve spirit, Buddha teaching, so then to have long life. So without them, then there's no teaching. Buddha, you see, meet. then to make prayer to medicine Buddha is so important. So, any problem of the world, you see, to pacify, whatever it is, whatever problem, global or whatever it is, you know, your own problem, global, so very important. It's extremely important. So, more you put your trust in, it's more power. So then, quicker to receive. Help. So, what's that? So, it's just, as far as emanates, there's still a few more different meditations. So far, what we have gone through, but it's, you know, different ways to maintain the city. So, however, not that that's enough to see. So like this. So, examples given. For example, Krishna's gave examples of that, see. So. So there are the things that you directly see with your senses, okay? And the things, then there are phenomena, you have to only discover through logical reasons, okay? that your body mind is discovered. So, so example, so anyway, so the impairment, the nature of the phenomena, cause the phenomena, the impairment, proteins, then through logical reasons, and then how the nature emptiness, you know, through logical reasons, so then you discover the nature is the nature of the emptiness. So that, so some of use examples, you see. So there you see, you know, there's a house there, there's a house there, there's smoke coming from house. So then, by seeing the smoke, then you can, then you discover there's a fire inside the house, you see. So you, that example used for this. Then the third phenomena, third phenomena, level of phenomena, you see. So as I mentioned before, since you don't have omniscience to directly see by yourself, and you don't have even though those five types of ones, let's see, then you see, you know, the only way to learn, like how you learn, normally how you learn, you know, geographies and all the stories of the, you know, the world and to the land, how the different things, you know, thousands equal, hundreds equal, like this, this, you see, somebody who knows the next, but you. But I say by believing that, then you discover, you know, that. so you have to listen to, you have to rely on somebody who knows, the expert to you, you see. So that, so therefore here, he's going to use example, the third category of phenomena where you have to, you know, discover, you have to rely on somebody who knows the expert to you, you see. So, the person who is in that house, now see how old that person is. So it's much more difficult. that one, you know, there's a person there in that house where the smoke, with smoke coming, and you see there's a fire, okay? Now the more subtle one is how old that person is in the house. That's much more difficult. So, you see, then somebody has to explain how old that person is to you, you see, because you have neither omniscience nor clairvoyance, those sort of hard type people that you don't have, that you can see by yourself, see, without asking other people. So there was somebody, so to discover that old, and I say, how old, there's somebody has to explain, you see. Someone who knows that a person's age, you see. Then, from that, if somebody explains to you, then, I believe that, then you discover how old the person is. So, like that, now here, the third level of phenomena is that such a subject, karma. See? So, it's So, Buddha explained, you know, by having met charity in the past life, then this life you have wealth. Of course, this life having wealth, not necessarily only the causes created in past lives. Also, you can have wealth, you can have create a cause in this life. You see. And, in the early life, you see, you create perhaps a lot of charity, generosity, and then later part of the year, that part of the life, you see, wealth, being wealthy, you see. So that is normal. See. So then also, however, is it practiced charity in the past? Past can be this life. Past can be, you know, past life. So yeah. So that so. So that is the. Since yourself doesn't ever even prefer to see, so then you see. only way to understand somebody who can see that, you know, perfectly then, yeah, explaining, you know, and then you see, you know, so the oh, by facing that, you're able to discover this. So the karma, you see, the past life practice morality. Past life practice morality, then this life you have what are the happy material to bring. So you have to see this human body. You see, what meant you to receive this human body because in past life you practice morality. Pure morality. If it's not pure, you don't. If it's not pure, you don't achieve higher birth. You don't achieve a happy time. Happy birth of the time of my grouping. Deva human body. You don't achieve green pure and whatever. So, Buddha explained that. You see, omniscient will explain that. You see, directly sees will explain that. But so like so much now you hear, listen, so much of in our life, it's not that you understand, it's somebody explained to you. So much, you know, you see, teacher in school, parents and other teachers, then by believing that you discover, then you understand this, and that. So much in the life is like that. So not only what I'm talking here, but explain karma, and then, you know, we discover. we live our life, you know, and humble, we see. That without teach and explain, yes, but, so, but I mean, by believing that we live. So like that. So you should, well, you should mention details. I'm just mentioning the title. Our lives are living like this. So. But of course, you have to analyze. That doesn't mean everybody says. You have to analyze. You use your wisdom. Okay. So now, now I can have lost. So anyway. I was going to explain this. You know, when you clap your hand. Well, now I remember. So if you're supposed to visualize yourself daily, then clap hand, then this is the sun and moon. Okay? Then the other obstacles are outer inner obstacles. Yeah, everything, all the obstacles are in the outer and inner, or sometimes outer inner state, but how you are outer inner, like end of the mental offering. If you request three great purpose, or you then place power on the outer inner obstacles, see. So inner obstacles are the delusions, see, or the emotional, emotional has positive and negative, the devotion of the Dharma Sangha. You get the kingdom of the emotion, but that's the positive. It brings you to enlightenment, it brings you to all the realization, liberated to all the enlightenment. Okay? So anyway, what would they say? So, all the delusion, sicknesses, or the inner obstacles, the outer obstacles, and the because you have ended up king or and the others is now and yeah and the Dharma or you know they say spiritual I mean, non human beings you control them come kind of, like them so yeah like that we see but and the controversy other spiritual that other human beings outer obstacles and so which come from inner obstacles delusion karma so anyway so 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 the yeah the other outside things you know spirits and other people who negative thoughts you know the heavenly things completely destroyed because non-existent you see so if you have received any great initiation then you will daily so that's perfect to do so anyway then you see not only your obstacle but the center or organization or the you know the country or the so they even expand so what I'm going to say is that so they have to do this for house. Then the prayer down below they have to before the life stream is a very good is a very good when you so the good study groups and sometimes to recite how to do then this there's a element of obstacles the problem the prayer by expressing power of blessing the person probably you know? So that so the prayer shows what in the King Indra you see when it you know when he had a problem you see what he did you see so that the person probably that you know it helped you see so yeah so that's a very good say that, so that includes it you get a set includes your own other obstacle okay then the center see say the say all the wishes to be fulfilled the, you know to receive all the teachings to be able to learn all the teachings see to spread completion of the Kapa in the heart of sentient beings you know unified there was a unified Shuddha Tantra so refined goal life refined goal so to so see so, all the things the sentence from wish freedom for all sentient beings all the things to benefit from so all that depend on all the obstacles to satisfy to see to make strong prayer that yours and then the study group the center then was okay then maybe much of course you can extend maybe so it's very important because there's a lot of it's just an incredible power so that's very every day to do it very 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 important so the manifesting in there with very important so forth then this is all the success yeah then the then so yeah so this just have our fun the this so there's some or have a mission to do but it doesn't get the letter so now so what maybe was there Draw liberty, we've been waiting for a long time, isn't it? So far. So the the now the so far what I taught is the from science, no test, no, all the phenomena, is what you see, what appears, what you see, yeah, came from your present mind, okay? Your present mind created. The conclusion is, then now, the, now here, this was longer, see how form, sound, smell, to all the things, see. So this is, came from, it came from your mind, but you see, you know, the came from your mind, but see, quite, you know, long time ago, see, created your mind created a long time ago. So put this way. So Buddha said, Buddha, Shatamuni Buddha in Dhammapada said, Chenon, simply a chapter this. The Dhammas are the Dhammas there. So put this way. The existence of the phenomena is created by the mind. created by the mind, okay? So it's mainly from your mind. How you see things, how things appear to you from sound, not only form, sound, or the existence object. You know. how they appear to you, and how you see things here, created by your mind. Okay? Created by your mind. So, sin is Zushin, one of this. The mind is the next verse. Mind is the principle and the preliminary. If the bad thought rises, if the bad thought rises, by rising the bad thought, causing the same thing, mission channel, you want to speak. Dunghanji is down with you. Suffering follows. Like the wheel of the ox. So what it's saying is that so you see all the phenomena chunan simply chapter, all the phenomena created by the mind. So the mind is the principle. Sin is searching onto that is a preliminary. what comes first? So this is before the act. You know what comes first? The mission channel, cutting medicine, by rising the bad thought, to see, bad motivation. So, so see. So, self-cherishing thought of this, anger, anger attachment, so you see. So, bad polarizes, mission channel,